We will turn to Luke chapter 7. Luke chapter 7, verse 36. Luke chapter 7, verse 36.
36节。
Verse 36.
有一个法利赛人请耶稣和他吃饭，耶稣就到法利赛人家里去坐席。37节。
37.
那城里有一个女人是个罪人，知道耶稣在法利赛人家里坐席，就拿着圣香膏的玉瓶。38节。
38.
站在耶稣的背后挨着他的脚哭，眼泪湿了耶稣的脚，就用自己的头发擦干，又用嘴黏黏亲他的脚，把香膏抹上。39节。
39.
请耶稣的法利赛人看见这事，心里说，这人若是先知，必知道他是谁，是个怎么样的女人，乃是个罪人。40节。
40.
耶稣对西门对他说，西门，我有句话对你说。西门说，夫子，请说。41节。
41.
耶稣说，一个债主有两个人欠他的债，一个欠50两银子，一个欠500两银子。42节。
42.
因为他们无力偿还了，债主就开恩免了他们两个人的债。这两个人哪一个更爱他呢？43节。
43.
西门回答说，我想是那个得恩免的人。耶稣说，你断得不错。44节。于是转过来向着那女人便对西门说，你看见这女人吗？我进了你的家，你没有给我水洗脚，但这个女人用眼泪湿了我的脚，用头发擦干。45节。
45.
你没与我亲嘴，但这女人从我进来的时候就不住的用嘴亲我的脚。46节。
46.
你没有用油抹我的头，但这女人呢，用香膏抹我的脚。47节。
47.
所以我告诉你，他许多的罪都赦免了，因为他的爱多，但那赦免的少的，他的爱就少。48节。
48.
于是对那女人说，你的罪赦免了。49节。
49.
同席的人心里说，这是什么人竟赦免人的罪呢？50节。
50.
耶稣对那女人说，你的信救了你，平平安安的回去吧。在这里，主耶稣被一个法利赛人邀请去吃饭。
Jesus has been invited to dinner by a Pharisee.
那么同时，有一个女人呢，是个罪人，她到这法利赛人家里去告主耶稣。
And during that dinner, a woman who had committed sin had paid a visit to the Pharisee's house to see Jesus.
主耶稣在那时候就讲个比喻。
And at that time, Jesus said a parable.
说一个人呢，有两个人欠一个主人钱。
And he said that there were two men who owed a master money.
那一个欠五十两，一个欠五两银子。
One owed 50, while the other one owed 500.
五十两是五百天的工钱。
If you think about 50, the 50 denarii here, it's worth about 500 days worth of wages.
差不多是五万块。
So it's if you think about it, it's like 50,000.
那五两银子呢，就像五千块。
And then,
五千块。
So the 50 denarii is it's like the modern day equivalent of 5,000.
那主耶稣讲这个比喻相当的适当。
Jesus describes this parable, and it's actually pretty relevant.
那要了解这个比喻呢，我们要知道它的来龙去脉。
And in order to understand this parable, we should really understand its origins.
它的背景。
The background context.
那么这故事我们有很多的，可以用不同的方法来查考。
And in this story, there are different ways to study it.
那既然这个比喻就是把这两个人做个比较，我们今天呢就用三种不同的角度把这 法利赛的和这个有罪的女人呢做个比较。
And so we can think of this parable by comparing the two situations. We can compare it between the Pharisee and the woman.
那首先我们来思考一下，为什么这个有罪的女人要找来主耶稣？
Let's first think about why the sinful woman had come to find Jesus.
我们也跟她来也思考说，这个法利赛人为什么要请主耶稣吃饭？
And let's also think why the Pharisee invited Jesus to dinner.
啊，从故事当中我们可以看到说这个。有罪的女人呢，她一句话都没有说。
And in the story, you can find that the sinful woman said no word at all.
啊，所以要了解她的动机啊，我们就是借着主耶稣所说的话，还有这个她所做的事情来了解这个有罪的女人的动机。
So to understand her motivation in seeking Jesus, we can only determine it through the words of Jesus.
那当这个女人进到这个法利赛人家里面，大家都知道说这是有罪的女人。
When the woman had entered into the house of the Pharisee, everyone that was there knew exactly how sinful this woman was.
我相信这个有罪的女人，她也不用人家跟她讲说她是有罪，她自己知道她是有罪。
I think that this woman didn't need to tell other people that she had sinned. I think other people already knew about it.
那主耶稣到最后啊，赦免她的罪。
In the end, Jesus forgave her sins.
啊，在这个48节。
In verse 48.
啊，所以我们知道说，这主耶稣知道女人需要什么。
The Lord Jesus knew exactly what this woman needed.
她需要她的罪得赦。
She needed her sins forgiven.
所以其实这个女人是来找主耶稣，求主耶稣啊，来赦免她的罪。
And so this is why the woman came to seek Jesus, so that her sins could be forgiven.
那为什么这个女人知道主耶稣可以赦罪呢？
Why is it that this woman knew that Jesus could forgive?
其实在这个路加福音第五章。
But in Luke chapter 5,
我们看一下路加福音第十五章十八节到二十一节。
Luke chapter 5 verse 18.
十八节到二十一节，在这里主耶稣啊医治一个瘫子。
And so in verse 18 to 21, Jesus had come to a man who was paralyzed.
那主耶稣啊，在还没有医治这瘫子之前呢，说他的罪赦了，在二十节。
And so before Jesus had even seen the man, he said, "Man, your sins are forgiven." In verse 20.
那就很多人议论了。
And many people started to ask.
那主耶稣为了证明他的罪得赦了，就赦免他的，就医治他的病了，叫大家知道说他刚才所说的话，他罪赦了是有效的。
They were questioning whether or not who is this person that could actually heal.
那这个消息呢，传遍了，在其他福音书有记载，这个消息传遍各地。
In the other Gospels, they also record this specific event.
所以主耶稣可以赦罪，这个不是秘密啊，这个是大家都知道的故事，都知道消息的。
The fact that Jesus could forgive sins is not a secret. Everybody knew about it.
就像主耶稣要去法利赛人家吃饭，这也不是秘密啊，这个大家都知道他去哪里吃饭。
Just like the fact that that Jesus attending the Pharisee's house for dinner was not a secret. Everybody had also known this fact.
所以谁会赦罪？当然在犹太人的观念里面只有神啊。
According to the Jews, only God has the authority to be able to forgive sins.
所以这个女人来找主耶稣，她是把耶稣当成这个救主啊，当成做神来看待。
So for the woman to pursue Jesus to have her sins forgiven by him was to imply that she put Jesus up on the pedestal as God.
可是这个法利赛人呢，他没有这个认识。
But Pharisees did not perceive this to be the case.
他当然有应该有听到这个主耶稣赦罪，就在路加福音第五章赦这个瘫子的罪的事情。
By this point, they had already heard about Jesus forgiving the paralyzed man and his ability to forgive.
可是他根本可能没有放在心上，他觉得说这个是可能人家传说吧。
But the Pharisees probably didn't put it to heart. They probably thought it was only hearsay.
那么从圣经上来看呢，他为什么请主耶稣来吃饭呢？
And according to scripture, why is it that the Pharisee asked Jesus to attend dinner?
我们只要看这个四十节的话，这个西门对主耶稣说：“夫子，请说。”所以他的了解说，耶稣是夫子，是个老师。
In verse 40, it describes how Simon had said to Jesus that he was a teacher, so he had invited to Jesus to teach.
那请一个老师吃饭，我们都可以了解，因为这个老师都是应该很都是被尊重的。他竟然是老师啊！那这个可以请老师吃饭啊，这也是我的荣幸，也是一种社交的方法。
So it's reasonable to expect that host would ask teachers to come over to their house so that they may be able to receive teachings.
那他对主耶稣的认识啊，可能 只有在这个老师上面，他不认为主耶稣是先知啊。
So this Pharisee probably just thought Jesus was a teacher, not a prophet.
在这个三十九节，他就说啊，他心里就议论说了，这人若是先知的话，必知道摸他的是谁，是什么样的女人，乃是个罪人。
And which is why in verse 39, that the Pharisee who had invited him saw this, he spoke to himself, saying, "This man, if he were a prophet, would know who and what manner of a woman this is who is touching him, for she is a sinner."
可是后来主耶稣讲这个比喻教导他以后，我相信他对主耶稣认识啊，说，哎，这个是先知，哎，他知道啊，是个罪人。
And after Jesus had described the parable, I think it's safe to say that the Pharisee had changed his perception about him into thinking that he could be a prophet.
这两个人的态度啊，动机啊不一样，而造成等一下的这个不一样的情况。
The motivations and attitudes of the Pharisee and the sinful woman are different, so we'll see the results.
从这当中，我们来学习啊，这个动机不一样。我们今天可能有些人可能是像这个有罪的女人的动机，有些人是像这个法利赛人的动机。
As we see that the motivations of these two people are different, we can maybe put ourselves in the position of either the sinful woman or the Pharisee.
神的爱最大的显明啊，一点是神是我们的罪。
The biggest and most obvious sign of God's love is that He forgives our sin.
我们多常真的去寻找神的赦免呢？
How often is it that we pursue the forgiveness of God?
我们在祷告里面有多常说神啊，请你赦免我的罪？
How often is it that in our prayers we ask God to forgive our sins?
有时候我们行为很好，过一段时间后，我们觉得说没有什么好可以求神赦免，因为我不觉得我做错什么事。
And oftentimes, when we have good actions for a long sustained time, we often forget that we should still ask for God to forgive our sin.
我们会觉得说，主耶稣赦免我们的罪啊，是理所当然的。
We think
小事，因为我们罪就一点点，就像这个五两银子一样。
We sometimes think that maybe the sins that we committed are very small, so it's no big deal to actually ask God to forgive them.
欠人五千块不算什么。
It's just like as if we were owing that the 50 denaries. It's not a significant amount.
可是这个这个有罪的女人呢，她真的很有信心啊，她来到主面前呢，她是把耶稣当成做神来看待。
But for this sinful woman, she knew that she had great sins that she needed forgiveness.
我们在教会里面有一些人祷告啊，真的，他们是把耶稣当成神来看待。
And so there are people among us that pray and ask for Jesus' protection or watchful eye.
不是，他们把耶稣，他们在祷告的时候把耶稣当作神来看待。
As they pray, they put Jesus as their Almighty God.
那有一些人是。好像祷告在做社交，好像是那个 formality， 就是好像形式化了，就是来啦，反正不讲不行啊，大家都祷告啦，好啦，主啊，我跟你聊聊天呢。
And on the other hand, there are some people that perceive prayer as just simple formality and think of it as a casual conversation with God.
那这做圣工也是一样，有些人是真的是把圣工是为神在做，有一些人好像是。就是在社交啊，这个大家都在做啊，所以我也不得不做。
And sometimes performing holy work is the same, where some people perceive it as a very holy event that they are working on behalf of God, while others may put it more lightly as just some trivial thing they must do.
那么这两个人的动机和追求也不太一样。
And so for these two people, their motivations and their pursuit are different.
这个女人是追求要得到赦免，她有一个目标。
For this woman, her goal is to receive forgiveness.
那这个法利赛人只是吃吃饭聊聊天呢。
And for the Pharisee, he just wants to have a conversation.
今天我们来到教会，我们在追求什么？
So today, when we come to church, what is it that we each pursue?
有时候我们来，有些人是就是来社交，有些人是在追求永生，真的行神的道，荣耀神，帮助人。
Some people come here to socialize, while others actually come here to pursue eternal life.
所以这是两个人的比较。
So this is a comparison of two people, of their motivations and their pursuits.
第二，我们要来比较他们的服事。
And so let us also now think about and compare their service.
在还没讲服事的属灵教训呢, 我们先讲到底发生什么事情, 这个女人怎么服事。
And so before we think about the meanings of their service, let's examine in detail of the service of the sinful woman.
首先这个圣经上记着说, 我们看这个路加福音第七章的 38节。
Let us examine Luke chapter 7, verse 38.
这里说站在耶稣背后啊, 挨着他的脚哭啊, 眼泪湿了耶稣的脚,
verse 38, and stood at his feet behind him, weeping, and she began to wash his feet with her tears and wiped them with her hair of her head, and she kissed his feet and anointed them with fragrant oil.
主耶稣, 他坐, 在吃饭时候坐的时候, 不是像我们现在坐的那个样子。
So Jesus was, imagine Jesus sitting at the table. It's not like the way that we are sitting today in the pews.
圣经上说这个女人是在她的背后。
In the scripture, it says that the woman was standing behind the back of Jesus.
请问如果现在有人在你背后要洗你的脚,她怎么洗?
So let me ask you this. If a person was standing behind you who intended to wash your feet, how is it that she would be able to do this?
现在主耶稣坐的椅子不是我们坐的现在那个椅子。
The seat or the chair that Jesus sat on is not like the chair that we would find in the fellowship hall.
Okay? 而且还,
so think about if Jesus was sitting on a chair that had a back to it, the only way that she would ever be able to have her tears drip onto his feet is if she crawled underneath the chair and to be able to wipe it with her head. So that means she would actually have to go far underneath the chair.
而且还要叫, 这不可能的事啦。
If you think about it, it's very difficult, near impossible.
那其实那时代是那种希腊时代文化。
In that time, in that era, it was really the era of the Greeks.
他们的吃饭的时候是像躺在一个床上一样，一个小床。
And when they ate, it was actually as if they were on a small...
他们是这样趴着的, like, 桌子在前面, 大家圆一圈, 是这样吃的, 趴着吃的。
Oh, it was... The way that they dined is as if they were on a small little like flat surface, like almost like a bed surface. And if they were to eat, it was actually as if they were kneeling with their face facing the food.
侧着吃饭。
Or that they were lying on their sides as they ate.
所以这个女人在她背后, 那是... 比较可以了解的了。
So using this context, perhaps it's more plausible that the woman would be able to wipe his feet.
这个女的要坐到这个椅子底下, 根本眼泪都滴不到主耶稣脚啊。
Otherwise, it would be really impossible or difficult to imagine that the woman would crawl underneath the chair so that her tears would fall onto his feet.
那么这里说站在耶稣背后挨着的脚，她眼泪湿了主耶稣脚。
And here it also describes in the scripture that her tears had fallen onto his feet.
想想看啊, 如果他是站着的话, 主耶稣是躺下来的, 那他是站着这样有点累是不是?
So let us think of this scenario. If Jesus was lying on the floor on his side, and if the woman was standing up, how is it that her tears would fall onto his feet? Was she standing up upright?
不是啊, 主耶稣躺在床上嘛, 对不对? 这床不是太高, 也不是太低, 他要蹲下来, 还是跪下来?
So you have to think about Jesus. If he was lying on this kind of mattress surface, then that means she would have to either kneel down onto her knees or bend over so that her tears would be able to fall onto his feet.
所以她的那个姿态啊, 是很谦卑的。
So the stature in which she approached Jesus was one of utmost humility.
那这个用眼泪洗主耶稣脚, 那个眼泪要特别多啊, 不是一两滴啊。
In order for tears to wash Jesus' feet, it's not just a couple of drops. It would have to be a significant amount of tears.
那什么东西让她这么感动啊, 流那么多眼泪?
And what would compel her to cry so much that her tears would flow?
当然第一个大家反应就是说, 因为她是罪人嘛, 她自己觉得很有罪。
Well, on first account, you would think that it's because she's a sinful person.
对了, 我相信这个, 她自己知道她很多罪。
And I think that, yeah, of course that she would feel that she has a tremendous amount of sin, so she would be in grief about it.
可是呢, 其实哦，我们刚才提到他相信主耶稣是神，因为只有神可以赦罪，他才找主耶稣来赦罪。
But let us think that in her eyes, she thought that Jesus was in fact God, and that only He could forgive her sins.
那来找主耶稣的时候，他有没有想到说，他要用他的眼泪洗主耶稣脚？
When she approached Jesus, did you think that she knew she would wash his feet with her tears?
没有，我相信我如果是那女人的话，我不会想到，因为这个。人到客人到主人家里啊，主人应该拿水让他自己洗脚，所以这脚应该是干净的。
Now, if just speaking from my personal opinion, that if I were to enter a house of someone's dinner, I would already expect that the host would bring out water for them to wash the guest's feet.
好，我们看这个那时代的文化是这样子，我们看路加福音第七章。
That's the culture of that time, but let's look at Luke chapter 7.
44节下半段。
In the second half of verse 44.
这说我进了你的家，你没有给我水洗脚啊，所以主人本来就要拿水给客人洗脚。
So here in the second half of chapter 7, verse 44, Jesus says, I entered your house, you gave me no water for my feet, but she has washed my feet with her tears and wiped them with the hair of her head.
所以这个女人应该是不知道说主耶稣脚是脏的。
So this woman must not have known that Jesus' feet was in fact dirty.
那她看到主耶稣脚是脏的。
So she saw that Jesus' feet were dirty.
当然她自己有罪，可是呢，另外一方面是，这个神道成肉身来到世界上，真的受很多委屈啊，离去很多的享受，很多荣耀，甚至脚脏的也没有人去照顾。
Of course, she had sin, but for her to see that Jesus, who is God in the form of flesh, who has given up a glorious kingdom, who doesn't even have his feet washed, she must have been very, very sorrowful.
她可以感受到说，主耶稣啊，为人为他啊，受很多苦啊，来到世上啊，脚脏的。
She must have thought that Jesus, who had come onto this world, who is going to suffer, had dirty feet.
所以我不是说。这个他觉得他有罪是错的。
I'm not saying that the fact that she had sinned that is is not the reason why she would cry.
可是我们要了解，通常我们会哭是因为觉得说主耶稣真的爱我很多。
But we also must think that the reason why we would cry is because the Lord Jesus loves us tremendously.
我的罪这么多，让主耶稣受那么多苦。
That my sins are so plentiful that it causes Jesus to be in sorrow.
好，所以在那时候，他看到主耶稣脚脏的，他自己觉得很不配，感受到主耶稣爱，哭了。
And so this is why we can imagine that as the sinful woman was there and she saw that Jesus' feet were dirty and that she had so much sin and that she was seeking forgiveness, that she would be overwhelmed with emotion.
那么下一句话说，她用她的头发擦主耶稣脚。
And then the next sentence, she said, or it describes how she used her hair to wash his feet.
如果这个脚是脏的，又加上这个眼泪是咸的，那眼泪加土是什么颜色？
So if we think about the foot being dirty with lots of dust or dirt, and then tears being salty, if you mix them together, what would it look like?
就像那个泥巴，那个黄色。
It would just be like a yellowish mud.
这个女人的头发是她的女人的荣耀。
And for this woman, the hair is essentially the most glorious part of her body.
女人就把头发照顾得干干净净的。
Because women will always take good care of their hair to keep it nice and clean.
没有个女人会把自己头发当那个什么抹布的那个什么拖把。去清扫这个泥巴水。
You can think of it yourself. Sitting here today, no woman would ever use her own hair as a mop to actually clean the floors, for example.
那把头发用她干净的头发去把主耶稣脚这个清干净以后呢，就清主耶稣脚。
And then after that, she had used her own hair to wipe Jesus' feet clean. She then kissed Jesus' feet.
这不简单哎。
This is not easy.
你有没有看过人亲别人的脚？
Have you seen anyone kiss somebody else's foot?
我有。
Well, I have.
我看爸爸妈妈应该有亲孩子的脚过吧。
I've seen parents kiss their children's feet.
还是有些大这个阿姨啊什么的，哇，好儿子，孩子好可爱啊，么么么么。
Or you'll see the relatives of a specific child. They'll think that their kids are so adorable and they'll kiss their feet.
那是小孩子脚不怎么走路的啦。Okay.
Because these children don't really walk.
也不会什么流太多的汗，那个臭那个香港脚什么的。
And they don't really sweat much in their feet or don't have
other weird things.
But if you were to kiss an adult's foot, I don't think that would happen.
有时候袜子一脱啊，哎呀。
Because sometimes for adults, as soon as you take off your socks, it's probably not pleasant. Even if you were to wash it clean, I don't think anyone would do it anyways.
那这个香膏呢，本我相信他那个香膏本来不是要浇主耶稣的脚了，因为他不知道主耶稣脚脏了。For
this fragrant oil, I don't think this woman had planned on using this to anoint him onto his feet. It was probably for another purpose.
这是一种浪费啊。
This is almost like a waste.
我们香水放在哪里啊？
When we have perfumes, where do we usually put it?
放在脖子上嘛。
We put it on our neck.
所以别人靠近我们的时候，鼻子可以闻得到。
So that when we approach others, other people can actually smell it easily.
有没有姐妹啊，这个香水这么高，这么珍贵的香水啊，这一瓶10,000块钱的放在脚上。
Do any of the sisters here have any perfumes that are very valuable that they put on their feet?
后来叫人家闻，哎，你来闻我的脚。
And that you would want other people to smell it by raising your foot.
没有的啦,
no one does
this.
Because the feet are usually not very pleasant, so even if you apply perfume, it wouldn't really help.
那这个是那时候的情况，大家觉得说这种事是浪费了。So
in that day, when she was anointing his feet with the fragrant perfume, everyone perceived it as a waste.
而且觉得很羞耻，觉得这个女人很愚拙，笨。哦，OK.
Everyone there thought that she was foolish for doing such a thing.
而且很羞耻啊，怎么用头发洗的脚，这个把自己好像摆得很低很低啊。
They especially thought that she was foolish for using her hair to wash his feet.
好，那么其实这些他所做的有属灵的教训。
But everything that she did has actual teachings.
首先呢，
spiritual
teachings。她看到主耶稣脚，她流眼泪。First
is that she saw Jesus' feet and shed tears.
我们知道说，这个耶稣的身体就是教会啊。We
know that the body of Jesus Christ is the church.
那脚代表人的行为。And
feet represent the actions of man.
那有时候我们看到我们弟兄姐妹啊犯了罪。And
sometimes we see that brothers and sisters will commit sin.
那我们反应是什么呢?
And what is our response?
我们通常反应都很自义。And
oftentimes we are self-righteous.
就像法利赛人，不不不不不，指责。Just like
the Pharisees who would rebuke those who commit sin.
请问我们有没有帮他流眼泪？
Well, do we actually shed tears on their behalf?
我们来看，放个书签在这里，我们看以西结书第九章。Let's
put your bookmark here. We're going to turn to Ezekiel.
第九章。
Ezekiel chapter 9.
3到14节。
Ezekiel chapter 9, verse 3 to 14.
我们就不怎么读，我就形容一下了。Okay,
since we're short on time, I'll just describe it to you.
在这以色列啊，这犹大地啊，犯很多罪。
In Judah, there are many sins committed. And God said that he was going to destroy this place.
那神就差派天使啊，带着刀，还有带叫一个人啊，他有一个这个一个笔啊。
He had instructed an angel to bring a sword and weapon.
还有一个天使，特别的天使，他是拿一个笔。
And there was a specific angel who brought a pen.
他告诉这天使说啊，我们看第四节。Let's
look at verse 4.
神对他说：“你走遍耶路撒冷全城，那些因城中所行可憎之事、叹息哀哭的人，画记号在额上。那这些人呢，神认为他们是义人，所以神叫天使不要毁灭那些有记号的人，就是说。” 为这些人，为别人做所做的坏事，叹息哀哭的人。So here,
God instructs the angel with a pen to actually go to all the people who have cried out over all the abominations and put a mark on their forehead so that they would not be destroyed.
这些人是哀哭哦。
These are the people that cried.
他看到人在犯罪。
They saw the sins that people had committed and they felt sorrowful.
啊，不是，他们当然也生气啊，可是这种也是难过，因为有爱啊，才会难过啊。
Of course, they were probably angry, but because they had love in their hearts, they felt sorrow for these people who had sinned.
啊，只有公义的话，只会生气，他不会难过的。
So if they were just simply righteous, they would just be angry, but they would not feel sorrow.
那是那种对神来讲，真正公义的人是不只是有公义，也有慈爱。
But according to God, the people that He thinks are truly righteous are the ones that do have righteousness, but also are filled with love.
所以这教导我们，我们要像这个女人啊，人犯罪以后，不要只有公义啊，也要帮她哭，帮她祷告，甚至啊，禁食啊，哀哭啊。
This teaches us that we must not rely only on righteousness alone, but we must also be able to shed tears and cry over others who had sinned.
所以，如果我们的配偶、我们的儿女还是我们周围的人犯罪啊，我们不要老是就说，不要用很质疑的态度啊，这种看人骂人，这只会使别人更反感，而且只是我们罪啊更重，我们自己也是这样做。
Thus, if our spouses, children, or other close family members and friends commit sin, we must not just rebuke them. We must be able to feel sorrow for them and cry for them.
好，那么下一步呢？他就是用他的头发去擦主耶稣脚。
And then in the next part, the woman uses her hair to wipe Jesus' feet.
在更多前书十一章十五节记载的这个头发是女人的荣耀。
And 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 15, it describes how women's hair are their glory.
真的，我们在帮助一个人回转行善的时候啊，真的有时候我们会被人家骂。
Sometimes when we try to help people repent and change a direction in their life, we will be rebuked by others.
就像这个浪子的父亲啊，他去跟他大儿子讲话，这大儿子先给他轰炸一顿，骂他，就是说很不公义。
Just like the prodigal son who had approached his father to ask for to actually criticize his father for the prodigal son who approached his father.
浪子的哥哥啦。
Oh, his older brother had actually approached his father saying it was unfair.
你看看，这个儿子都没有尊敬父亲呢。
You can see how the son did not respect his father.
根本啊，他说你这个儿子，他真的也不把他当成一家人来看待。
The prodigal son had essentially rebuked his father for being as if the older brother was essentially saying had treated his brother as if he wasn't family.
所以，我们都有经验啊，跟劝导人家的时候，人家有时候会把我们贬得低低的，好像连那个一个弟兄都不如啊。
So you can think of how we may treat other debtors that we may know as such a lowly person that is as if they weren't the close person that we thought they were.
那后来他亲主耶稣的脚。
And then next, she kissed Jesus' feet.
那亲脚代表什么意思呢？
Then kissing the feet, what does that represent?
其实可以在我们生活上应用，我们看箴言24章16节。
There's an application to our life, so let's turn to
箴言24章。
Proverbs. Chapter 24,
26节。
Proverbs chapter 24, verse 26.
26节。
Verse 26. He who gives a right answer kisses the lips.
这里不是说啊，说话很直啊，直到在骂人，不是这意思。这是说用爱心说诚实话，真的人家会感觉到说你真的很爱他。就如说在亲他一样。
Here it's trying to describe how if you are honest and you give the right answer that you will have you will treat him well. That you love him. It's like kissing him.
所以我们说话要有爱心的，就像你亲嘴，是很 sincere， 很诚恳的，又什么又有爱心。
So it's what this teaches us is that as we speak, we must speak with sincerity as if we were kissing a loved one.
后来他用这个膏啊来膏主耶稣的脚。
Next, she uses the fragrant oil to anoint his feet.
这油可以代表圣灵。
This oil can represent the Holy Spirit.
可以帮他代祷，使他洁净，发出耶稣的香味。
That it can cleanse and can also emanate the fragrance of Jesus.
使他变成很高贵。
That it makes Jesus very high and precious.
所以这个是女人的服侍，我们可以从这当中学习的。
And this is the teaching that we can learn from the servitude of the sinful woman.
那么最后来看，这个法利赛人和这个女人怎么来彼此的看对方。
And so last, let's examine the relationship or the interaction between the Pharisee and the sinful woman.
这法利赛人怎么看这个女人？
How did the Pharisee perceive this woman?
当这个女人一进来的时候，她心里就嘀咕了说，这个是个罪人。
As soon as the woman entered into the Pharisee's home, the Pharisee must have said aloud that this is a sinful woman.
嘀咕就是在心里说话。
Oh, in his mind, he was thinking that this is a sinful woman.
有时候人在想些什么事情，有时候脸色就表现出来了。Sometimes
when people think of a particular matter, their face expresses what they're feeling.
那么，这女人做这么多事情，她都看不到。All
of the things that this woman may have done, this Pharisee may not have seen, actually.
她觉得说，她比这个女人还要好。
He thinks that he is better than this woman.
为什么?
Why is it?
因为他自义。
Because he is self-righteous.
而且他不赦免人。
And he does not forgive people.
这女人不知道多久犯了错，他还记得。
Who knows how long ago did this woman commit the sin? He probably doesn't even know.
他还记得。
Oh, he still knows.
所以他看到这女人，这是有罪的。
So which is why when he sees the woman, he automatically says that she is sinful. Regardless of the things that she had done in the presence of Jesus, he is still not forgiving of the woman's sins. Because he still perceives himself as completely holy and that he has done no wrong. He doesn't see the love that this woman has and the faith that she has.
我们看弟兄姐妹和看别人犯过罪的人，会不会像这个法利赛人在看人一样呢？
So when we think about how, when we see others who may have committed sins, are we like this Pharisee?
那我们要学习的就是这个女人。
So what we must learn from is the example of the woman.
其实这个女人是犹太人，是神的选民。
The woman is in fact a Jew, and she is a chosen person.
我不是说学习她犯罪，我是说学习她那种的服侍。
I'm not saying that we should learn about how she committed sin, but I'm trying to say that we should learn from her service to God.
圣经上说，这个女人爱得多。
According to Scripture, it says that the woman loved much.
她的爱多了。
She had a lot of love.
所以，我们知道说。 这个女人，她一进来的时候，你想想看哦，一个人进来，她找主耶稣。
So let's think about how when she entered into the room, she looked for Jesus.
那大家的眼睛都会看她。
Everybody would look immediately at her.
因为大家知道说想要知道谁进来的。
Because they want to know who just entered the room.
那当我们看到一个人，这个是罪人，我不太喜欢，他希望他不要来摸我。那有时候脸色呢，就不是很欢迎的，就好像很残酷啊，还不然就说。 有点这个藐视的态度。
So if you think about everyone looking into at a person who has just entered the room who no one is particularly fond of, you can imagine the expressions on their face of disapproval as she walked in.
那女人，你知道女人都很多女人很细心哦，一看到人的脸哦，那种藐视啊，就已经就知道说你不欢迎我了，你在藐视我。
And we know that women are particularly attentive to the expressions of other people, so I'm sure that as she entered the room, she would know immediately how everyone perceived her.
可是她在找主耶稣，她不管人家怎么看。
But her main purpose was to find Jesus. She didn't care about what other people thought.
她看到主耶稣就走到她的后面，其他人。
She saw Jesus and approached him from behind.
好，那么这个女人在服侍的时候，她真的很不简单，她的爱啊，让她做到底。
And once the woman was trying to serve Jesus, she allowed her love to serve him fully.
因为她的爱啊, 她不去计较别人给她的批评。
Because of her love, she did not respond to other people's criticism.
因为她想说啊, 算了吧, 他们不了解, 原谅她了。
Because she thought, it's irrelevant. They don't understand. Let's just forgive them and their judgment.
因为她有爱, 她谦卑她自己, 来爱主耶稣, 来做服事工作。
Because she had love, she humbled herself so that she could serve Jesus.
因为她有爱, 让她很勇敢地, 在这种大众面前来做。
Because she had love, she had tremendous courage to be able to serve in front of this many judging people.
她把她最珍贵的香膏啊,
because of her love, she took her most prized possession, this fragrant oil, to anoint Jesus.
因为她有爱啊, 她不灰心, 虽然别人在一直这样子逼迫她, 她照样做。
Because of her love, she remained resolute in serving Jesus fully.
如果她没有爱的话, 早就跟这个法利赛人吵起架来了, 所以你是什么东西嘛? Okay. 我做那么多,
if she had no love, she would enter into a dispute with the Pharisees and say, despite all of this, you still condemn me?
自己差得不得了, 还要评评我。
She would criticize them to think that they're so self-righteous that they would yet criticize her. It's because that she had love that she did not enter into arguments with them.
所以我们要学习这个女人怎么去看这个自己是义人。
So we must learn from the example of the woman to truly to become a true righteous person.
我们要学习这个女人，她的用爱心啊去看那个自以为义的人。
Oh, well, We need to learn the example of how this woman treats those who think that they are self-righteous.
那最后呢，我们就是比较这个三点，这个首先第一点，这两个人的动机。
So we had compared 3 points. The first one was we compared their motivations and their pursuits.
第二呢，就是他们两个怎么服侍主耶稣。
And secondly, we compared how they respectively served Jesus.
第三呢,
and thirdly,
就是他们用什么态度啊，彼此看待对方。
And thirdly, we examined and compared how they perceived one another.
那最后我们来思考两个问题，就是这个女人到最后得到什么？
So lastly, let us think about two questions. What did the woman actually obtain?
首先呢,这个女人呢,被主耶稣高举。
Jesus had put up, exalted the woman.
第二,主耶稣赦免她的罪。
And secondly, Jesus had forgiven her sins.
她这个服事是从信心发出来的。
Because the woman's service was through her own faith.
她不是跟主耶稣说,我服侍你,讨价还价,做买卖,不是的,我们不要误会。
Because she did not actually, like for example, negotiate with Jesus to expect that her service would be reciprocated with anything.
她不知道主耶稣会不会赦免,可是她知道主耶稣是慈爱的。
She didn't know that Jesus would actually forgive her, she just knew that Jesus is filled with love.
那最后呢，他得到救恩。And
lastly, she had received salvation.
那这个西门，这个法利赛人到底得到什么呢？
Then what did Simon attain through all of this?
其实主耶稣也爱着他。Truthfully,
Jesus also loved him too.
就是因为他，主耶稣讲这个比喻啊，给他听了。It
is only because of Simon that Jesus spoke out this parable to tell him.
以后的人尽量犯罪啊，所以你都要赦免了，就更爱耶稣。主耶稣这个比喻不是这个意思。
Jesus didn't tell this parable so that he would encourage people to continue the sin.
主耶稣讲这个比喻是让我们自己去思考，我们到底我们态度是怎么样？我们是不是很多罪？其实我们很多罪的。
Jesus's purpose in talking about this parable was to help us really reflect and look deeply about how much we have sinned.
那如果我们觉得我们很有罪，有罪的话，我们要追求。
Because if we think about our sin and the graveness of our sins, we will then seek the forgiveness of God. So Jesus also loved the Pharisees and proceeded to teach him. But there was still a distance that the Pharisee would have to cover. So today, let us think about which type of person are we.
我们会不会觉得说我们欠主耶稣很多呢？还是欠主耶稣很少？
Do we feel that we owe a tremendous amount to Jesus or a very small amount?
时间到了，我们一同默祷来结束这堂聚会。
Time is up, so let us pray in silence to conclude.